This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, I think it's going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yep, could get used to this too. 132-88, the Bucks dispose of the New York Knickerbockers at Fiserv Forum tonight. Just an absolute mauling. Somewhere Jim Ross was yelling out in the middle of the third quarter, "Oh, the humanity! Somebody stop this madness!" Dragan Bender gets into the during the third quarter of action tonight. That's how this one went. It was over from jump. Bucks 33, 39, 28, and 32. The scoring outputs per quarter. They outscore the Knicks 33-15 in the first period, and the route was on from there. As you lead at 72-45 at recess. Giannis had a triple or a double-double in the middle of the second quarter. Only plays 22 minutes. 10 of 14 from the field, 29 and 15, three dimes, 3 of 4 from downtown. Add Chris Middleton back into the starting lineup. What does he do? Well, in 18 minutes, he shot 70%. Had 16 points, 7 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 4 from deep. And the Bucks had everything working, albeit against the New York Knicks. But those dudes do get paid on the other end, even though their owner might be one of the worst in all of pro sports. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you being here. What a basketball team taking residence at the Fiserv Forum right now. I mean, this is out of this world kind of stuff. First time in franchise history, the team wins back-to-back games by 40 points or more, 41 on Saturday. Tonight, it's 44, the point differential, a 132-88 victory. They're the number one team in the East. They're now 18-3, 9-1 at Fiserv Forum. Just tear another page off the calendar, I guess, where it's just another page off the calendar until Friday, really. And that's where tonight comes into play. I am just so excited for this team to play the Los Angeles Clippers on Friday night at Fiserv Forum. Everybody full strength, fully loaded. Bucks are feeling themselves at this exact moment, winning 12 consecutive games to go for the Baker's Dozen on Wednesday night. There isn't much of a issue at all with anything that you can see in the Milwaukee Bucks land, right? Earlier today, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, while we were on the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live each and every day this week at the 13th annual Fan Toy Drive, benefiting Children's Hospital and Robin Ness Community Services, and just asked me what would be the number one thing, because the deadline for when, or the, I guess, acquisition line of when you can start acquiring players that signed contracts this offseason, they can be traded. I believe it's December 9th, whatever it may be. So the question was posed to me, what would I want to see the Bucks do? What do the Bucks need at this point? I don't know how you watch the last two games and think this team needs much of anything. They're starting to get the dribble drive contributions from pretty much everybody on the floor that they need. They're really starting to click every single aspect of the game. The role players consistently know exactly how to play around Giannis, and he is only getting better with the quality of play around him. Like, it is only getting better from here on out at this exact moment in time. Bucks get to chew up on the early part of the schedule, settle themselves into a little bit of a new locker room, some new chemistry, as a lot of new pieces come in. But it's the same old team, and they're doing some incredibly historic things. Not only for franchise history, as I'll run through a couple of these numbers that point to where this team could end up in June a little bit later on, but across all of basketball, you haven't seen this kind of scoring output in quite some time. They're the second best offensive team in the league. They're the second best defensive team in the league. Every single part of the sabermetric numbers you want to see. They won 15 of 16 games in the month of November, and then they just went out and won by 44 again tonight. 414-799-1250, if you want to join this conversation here. It's really wide open in the aspect of, what else can you be looking for out of this team at this particular point in time? Today was, you add back in Chris Middleton to the starting lineup, and I don't know if everybody was waiting for at least to burn down or wait for it to be a major issue when Chris Middleton came into the starting lineup again. There's not much there. It's all gravy. You just added your other all-star to the mix. Eric Bledsoe, now, I would like to see him shoot more times than three, but when everybody is working and he's dishing out a couple of assists, plays 20 minutes tonight, Eric Bledsoe was very passive tonight, but you didn't need it. You got it from everywhere else. You're continually getting it from everywhere else. Dante DiVincenzo has been a great surprise, great story as he's filled into his minutes. He plays 19 tonight. But everybody was in double figures in minutes. There were six different Bucks in double figures tonight. And everybody had every aspect of their game working that was active on the floor tonight. There's not much wrong or anything you can find negative about this team right now, other than the schedule they've played. And then we will start going through the rest of the schedule earlier tonight. Middle of the third quarter, because, I mean, we could have queued up the bumper music. We could have started this thing in the middle of the second quarter. Knicks had no chance. They strolled in here 4-16. They shouldn't have even gotten off the bus. They had no business being on the floor with this basketball team tonight. Not many do, but this one in particular, with a starting lineup of Taj Gibson, Julius Randle, Kevin Knox, RJ Barrett, and Dennis Smith Jr. No chance. They had no chance. You're rolling into each and every game, waking up every morning, expecting this team to not only win, but dominate. Talking about the Packers game over the weekend, everybody wanted them to dominate. Everybody wanted them to put up the crazy impact numbers, offense scoring off the charts, defense shutting some teams out. Basically just did the basketball equivalent of it. You beat somebody by 44 on your home floor and held the New York Knicks to 15 points in the first quarter. Almost dubbed them in the first. It's like in 2K when you're playing and you got somebody by 20, that's a dub. You restart. Pass the sticks. This thing's over. And the NBA equivalent is Matt Velasquez called Thanasis the human victory cigar tonight. The last dude off the bench. It's the walk-on at Marquette that comes in and the entire student section chants his name as you just pray this dude takes up a shot with 44 seconds to go. That came in the middle of the third quarter. They're just blowing teams out, decimating it. But can this be frustrating because you haven't played anybody? Maybe. But you've avenged one of the three losses you have on the schedule. You get LA on Friday, then New Orleans, an upstart team a couple of days later, Dallas and New York, or in LA, in 3 weeks from now, you'll see Luka Doncic and LeBron and Anthony Davis here in the same week. So don't get me wrong. I mean, the Bucks are going to get tested, and then the next week you play Indiana, presumably at full strength, and then at Philadelphia on Christmas Day. So you don't make any apologies for the schedule you play. You just take care of business when you can. And today was the prototypical how you drew it up day to rip a calendar page off of it. 22 minutes from Giannis, 29 points, 15 boards, and you dominate for the 18th win of the 2019-2020 campaign. Bucks now have won 18 of their first 21 games. They're 9-1 at Fiserv Forum. They get contributions from everybody tonight. Everybody active plays. Everybody that plays double figures of minutes. It was a parade in the fourth quarter, and the Bucks were able to coast all the way through as this one is basically over after the first quarter. Domination, complete domination. A double-double by Giannis in the first half. Bucks led 72-45 at the break, and we'll go through some of those early highlights coming up here next. We'll also hear from Matt Velasquez. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer down at Fiserv Forum later on tonight. Chuck Freeman down hustling around getting some audio. Maybe we'll check in with Freems as well. Once again, this is the Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you listening. After the Bucks just destroy the New York Knicks, if you're at Fiserv Forum, want to hear from you at 414-799-1250. Bucks 132-88 over the New York Knicks. We're back after this.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
And he makes up for the two free throws. poor free throw shooter, Shaq, Will Chamberlain. You know, they missed two in a row, they'd come back and make a spectacular play.
Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke on the call of one of the better poster dunks you'll see Giannis have. He just carved Julius Randle up, and that guy has a family. It was mean of what Giannis did to him in the middle of the paint early in the game. That made it 9-7. That was before the Bucks exploded. They had a part of an 11-0 run there in the first quarter. Had multiple 11-0 runs in this game. They won by 44, 132-88. The final out at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks beat the New York Knicks tonight. 414-799-1250. This particular point in time, what else can you say about your Milwaukee Bucks team? They are the most dominant team in at least the Eastern Conference. What the LA Lakers are doing out west is pretty darn close, but and they have to do it every single night against, presumably, much better teams. There's a lot more star power out in the Western Conference. I'm not alerting anybody of anything new. But there are formidable teams out in the East, but you're looking at a huge chunk of this schedule where the Milwaukee Bucks have been able to just feast on low-level opponents like the Chicago Bulls, the Atlanta Hawks, sprinkled in with some legit teams there, Portland, but they didn't have Damian Lillard, Utah, well, but they didn't have Rudy Gobert, but you're continuing to just eat off parts of the calendar and waking up each and every morning expecting this team to not only win, but dominate somebody, and they do it again tonight out at Fiserv Forum. They do it to the New York Knicks. Giannis has a double-double before the break. He finishes 29 points, 22 minutes, and 10 of 14 shooting. There was a really, really good piece by Eric Name earlier today where he talks about just how dominant Giannis has been here and some of just the stat line in the month of November where the Bucks were historically good. It was the second best month winning percentage wise they've ever had. They had one back in the early 70s where they go 13-0. They were 15-1 in the month of November. Giannis in that month averaged 32.7 points a night, 13, just under 13.5 rebounds, and just under 5.5 assists per game. So just trim those down. Say Giannis were to average for the rest of the year 30 points, 13 boards, and 5 assists. The only other players that have done that are Elgin Baylor and Wilt Chamberlain, as Eric Name notes here. Just putting up numbers never seen in the modern game, no big deal. They changed rules because of those two dudes, especially Wilt Chamberlain, and these are numbers that haven't been really thought of, achievable since. Giannis is doing it, and he's doing a lot of it with getting more rest than just about anybody else in the league. He's just in the top 50 in minutes played per night at under 32.5. He's playing far less numbers than anybody else that he's competing with in the MVP race. He's doing it with minutes that, like, just slightly above average starters are putting up. For what they've done and how they've been able to blow through a huge chunk of the NFL schedule or the NBA schedule is just alarming. I was talking about it the other night on Saturday. We're already a quarter of the way through the season and they've lost three times. You look at those numbers, once again, I say historic because I'm just reading out the pace. They're on pace, guys, for that's 70 wins. That hasn't been done much. It's been done twice. 96 Bulls and the Warriors a few years ago. I mean, that's historic stuff. While they've also missed Chris Middleton for 7 games. And then tonight, you're able to go without Brooke Lopez. One of the reasons why you brought in on a low minimum type deal, Robin Lopez. Backup center doing essentially the exact same thing as Brooke Lopez was paid to do. But on nights where you want to make sure that Brooks able to get a couple of extra minutes of rest, a couple of days of rest, Mike Budenholzer spoke earlier in the game, before the game, and said, yeah, I mean, if it was pretty much a playoff game, we could have run him out there, but why would we want to? What does that benefit us if we run Brook out there and he's not 100% good to go? Thought about it? You're right, Coach. Absolutely nothing is what it does for you. Dominating opponents left and right, doing it with the MVP playing minimal minutes, and you're able to do a lot of it at home. For the foreseeable future, the Bucks are at home. So make sure you go out and make plans to see your Bucks, because you have a chance to go on Friday. Granted, if you're willing to go on to the secondary market and pay a little bit of extra change, go on Friday night, see Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Other than that, right now, looking at some of the secondary markets, $10 you can get into the game on Monday night against Orlando. Just under $15 if you want to go a little bit later start on Wednesday. Say you got to work till 6:30. 8:30 tip off with the Pelicans on Wednesday night. That's an ESPN game. You're not going to see Zion Williamson, but you'll see some other good players, some good young talent. Brandon Ingram, he can fill it up. Lonzo Ball looking pretty good after a year in the NBA. So go out and check that game out. Those are three more than one road game against Memphis. Three more home games. Cleveland, Dallas, L.A. Now, if you really have a pretty penny to go on Thursday, December 19th against the L.A. Lakers, go right ahead. But right now, this is Vivid Seats. You can get into a game on a Monday night against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks for under $25. Do yourself a favor. Go check that game out. It's going to be a really, really fun one. You're going to see one of the best young players go up against the reigning defending MVP, and they're going to battle it out on NBA TV, which is somewhat national television. Three of those teams that I just mentioned caused any bit of fear or any bit of second thought that the Bucks are going to extend their winning streak against. At Detroit, 6 o'clock tip-off on Wednesday night. Check that thing in. Make it a full Baker's dozen. That's 13. Then you go for 14 on Friday night against the LA Clippers. Everybody at full strength. And it is going to be an absolute party. Up until Christmas Day, you have four legit hard contests against the Clippers, Mavs, Lakers, and Pacers. Then that sets up your Christmas Day showdown against Philadelphia. And all eyes, as tough as it sounds, are really towards the future. Because, I mean, this team is just dominating people. And we got to see a couple of highlight dunks from Thanasis tonight, and those are worth noting, and those are a lot of fun, and I'm glad that we were able to see those and bring those to you on Fox Sports Wisconsin. They did Jim Paschke and Marcus Johnson. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer. We're also going to hear, hopefully, from the MVP after the game tonight. Matt Velasquez straight ahead. It's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. There's a phone line open for you at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks dominate the New York Knicks tonight. James Dolan could not have been happy. No, not because he didn't get Kyrie Irving, not because he didn't get Kevin Durant, because his big free agent splash was Julius Randle. That's why he's got to be a little bit disappointed. Julius Randle did lead the New York Knicks in scoring tonight on 5 of 12 shooting, 19 points, 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Knicks made 66% of their foul shots, 22 of 33. In comparison, that's one thing they did better than the Milwaukee Bucks here tonight. Bucks just 20 of 32 from the charity stripe this evening, but in every other aspect of the game, they thoroughly dominate the New York Knicks tonight. The Bucks out-rebound the Knicks 58 to 41. They out-assist the Knicks 30 to 13. Steals, they had 6. The Knicks had 4. Bucks did not block as many shots as the Knickerbockers tonight. 7 in favor of the road team, 4 for the Milwaukee Bucks. They turned the ball over a little bit more than the Knicks did at 13-9, but the Bucks led by as many as 32 before the break. So this one was over quickly as the Bucks dominate the New York Knicks tonight. Bobby Portis was at 3 of 8 shooting. He had 7 points, 10 off the board for Trier, along with Dotson. Damian Dotson, he had 15 off the bench as well in 29 minutes of play for the Knicks tonight. But Kevin Knox, he was not good. He was 0 of 9. And Dennis Smith Jr., he was 1 of 7. 0 of 9 was the rookie sensation out of Duke, R.J. Barrett. He was the third pick overall in the draft this year. The Knicks shot 30%. So, I mean, you're talking about their frontline players going 2 for 25 from the field tonight. You want to credit that to defense? You want to credit that to just lack of talent on the other side? Go do whatever you want. But I'm going to say a lot of it is talent. A lot of it is defense, and the Bucks have a lot going for them on all aspects of the game, and they do so tonight, and they dominate the New York Knicks tonight, 132-88. Just trying to figure out what can possibly be added to this Bucks team that would bring any spice, would change anything up, if you'd possibly even want to change anything. I mean, they've won 13 or 12 straight games, so obviously, as Mike Budenholzer said earlier today before shoot-around, said you try tying your shoes the same way, you wake up in the morning, you pretty much have the same breakfast. When you're on a streak like this, you don't want to change a whole lot. You want to keep the status quo, for lack of a better term. But there really isn't any difference that you could make on this team outside of having one guy continually be able to penetrate the lane like you saw a lot last year. But you're seeing the confidence of DiVincenzo to take the ball to the cup emerging. While Chris Middleton was out, Eric Bledsoe was a machine. In the month of November, when the Bucks won 15 of 16 games, Eric Bledsoe had 5 or more assists in each of his last 12 starts. He only had 2 streaks longer than that in his career. Scored 20 or more in 5 straight nights in the middle of that run. I mean, these are just a few of the numbers showcasing what Eric Bledsoe's been able to do for you. But the list goes on and on. Joe Zenzola from the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network had this when we talked about the Bucks cruising past the Knicks for their 12th straight win. This on Twitter, at 105.7FM The Fan. Beating teams they're supposed to beat and beating them badly. Enjoy it, Bucks fans. How many years have we begged for a great team to grace our presence? This is a great team. We will know if they are a championship great come the playoffs, yes. But enjoy this. Don't take this weird and feel like you should feel sorry for being happy about your team blowing out other NBA teams. This is fun. You got to go to the Fiserv Forum tonight and just love it up. Team won by 44. The New York Knicks tweeted out a final in Milwaukee. They didn't even put a score. Why would they? I'm tweeting this. I'm retweeting this right now on the Fan Twitter. They literally had Robinson, Bobby Portis, Allen, and Trier, I believe that is, high-fiving. That's the picture, and it says, final in Milwaukee. Let's go home. Please, let's go home. We don't want any more of this. Not many teams do, because the Bucks are at a historic pace right now. The only other times that they've won 15 games in a month happened twice, and it happened in the 70-71 season where Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won the only other MVP in this town's history for the Milwaukee Bucks, and the team's only NBA championship. You can draw those conclusions to what you want, but the pace that they're on right now is championship level. We'll see if they can do that, and we'll see if they can perform that way come the playoffs, come clutch time, because I know that's the main question out there, and guys, I fully understand it. But at this exact moment, There's nothing else you can change. There's nothing else you can tweak. There's really no special remedy of a player coming through the door once the acquisition period begins here in the beginning of, or middle of December. Not much. All you need is for your players to continue to improve, continue to get better. You're seeing that from Giannis. You're seeing that from, hopefully, Chris Middleton as he continues to get himself, working himself back in the lineup, his first start back tonight. Eric Bledsoe, you hope you continue to see the same steps, but these are just small incremental improvements that are just going to continue with time. We'll see how much they can add up come playoff time. X Factor in tonight's game brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College and Bobcat Athletics, offering athletic scholarships and 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. I'm going to say the X Factor of the game tonight, Nassis and Dragan Bender. Both played in the third quarter tonight. Yes, the third quarter. The human victory cigar was lit up with 12 minutes and change to go, and the Bucks dominate en route to a 132-88 victory. There were 3 points from Dragan. Thanasis had 10. He has double figures with 4 of 6 shooting in his 12 minutes. Thanasis is also your MVB, brought to you by Chevy tonight in the Bucks 132-88 victory. Take another timeout. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer straight ahead. Also, Matt Velasquez down at Fiserv Forum. Still a lot to get to. You can join us as well at 414-799-1250. It's Big and Safe Pro's postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, inside the Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin Studios here on the Fan.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on the Fan.
132-88, the Milwaukee Bucks power past the New York Knicks and just destroyed them. Took them out to the woodshed. I mean, this is just mean. Outscored by 18 in the first quarter, just by 9 in the second. So, led by 27 at the break, no big deal. Outscored by 11 in the third quarter, 28-17. And then took it lightly while Dragan Bender, Thanasis Antetokounmpo, along with a lineup of Pat Connaughton and Kyle Korver, led with DJ Wilson's impressive 19 points from DJ Wilson tonight. 8 of 9 shooting, 3 of 4 from downtown was the aforementioned DJ Wilson. That has to make everybody in the DJ Wilson fan club very, very happy. The 17th overall pick for the Bucks in the 2017 draft. He has a huge night off the bench in his 24 minutes of burn. Be interesting to see if DJ Wilson is able to find himself a little bit more regular run with the crew. But when you're getting this kind of time, when the team is blowing teams out like the Milwaukee Bucks are at this exact moment, no reason to push the envelope. Just heard from Matt Velasquez. He is still waiting to hear from Giannis Antetokounmpo. So then once he is done with that, we will hear from him along with Mike Budenholzer, the head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks. But right now, it's the defensive play of the game. It was the first start since hitting the injured list for Chris Middleton. He started out a part of a sprint out by the Bucks. This one made it 16-8 as Chris got himself 10-2 different stat sheet guys.
There he is. This is sharp.
Beautiful. Takes it away. 10 points in 5 minutes for Middleton on a dunk. The bench is going crazy.
Chris looked at the bench, started laughing at about midcourt. Like, yeah, I'm about to flush one.
You heard that right by Jim Paschke and Marcus Johnson. 10 points in 5 minutes. Chris Middleton led the sprint out for the Bucks early in this one, as he was a part of a sprint to the start and a sprint to the finish for the Bucks, as he puts up 10 in his first 5 minutes of action in back into the starting lineup. That was the first dunk that Chris was able to put up there in the first quarter and really get himself going. We'll fast forward into the second. How about George Hill? This guy has just been such a steady factor off the bench. part of a 1-2-3 counted up 4-point play.
George Hill hits the three and a foul. George helps Portis off the deck. If Marcus Morris had played, we would have seen the top 2 3-point shooters.
That was nice of him to help somebody up, and then Giannis just walks down cold-blooded. This put the Bucks up 25.
Giannis at 31 with limited minutes.
Right on the cue. Didn't even think about it. It appeared, and it went for it.
Those are the best ones when Giannis doesn't think, he just shoots and strokes. And George Hill, how about a little bit of a defensive play of his own and then pull that arrow out west?
George Hill in the right spot. Wesley Matthews pays it off. 1-2-3.
Hustled by DJ.
Wesley Matthews cashes in on the George Hill steal, and the Bucks led it 72-45 after 24 minutes of play. Giannis had 16 points, 10 boards, a pair of assists. He was 6 of 9 from the field, 1 of 2 from downtown. In the first half, Chris Middleton, in his return to the starting lineup, 5 of 7 through the first two periods, 12 points. He finished with 16 in just 18 minutes of action, 7 of 10 from the floor. Giannis in the third. This is how it started. Why don't you just step into another one, big fella?
Giannis out of the Kumbo, steps back, shoots over Taj Gibson, counted his second triple tonight.
It's just more fun to play Giannis threes. That was his second. He ended up 3 of 4 from downtown, and that 3-point percentage definitely climbing. Eric Bledsoe, yeah, 0 of 9 was R.J. Barrett. This was part of it.
So everything's kind of sideways for New York right now. Oh! Didn't get the free agency we're after.
Right. Oh, I mean, that's a drop. Just listen to this.
Oh!
Yeah. Sorry, R.J. Woo! That was not fun. I felt bad for him right there. R.J. Barrett was just a really touching moment at the draft with his father, and then you just see that, and you're like, come on, man, that guy's got a family. D.J. Wilson, he had 19. This were 3 of them.
And now D.J. Wilson, 4 on the shot clock. Can't fiddle too much longer. That works, doesn't it?
Come on, Jim. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing here.
DJ Wilson, 19 points. The Bucks won the championship in 1971.
That was a little bit tough of a highlight, but DJ Wilson just pump fake and a one-handed flush from the baseline. That made it 118-83. The Bucks end up winning it by 44. They win it 132-88. 414-799-1250. This hour on the Fan is brought to you by the McCormick Law Office. Dan McCormick, your auto accident, injury, and work injury attorney. This is the injury report here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Brooke Lopez did not play in tonight's game, officially out due to his back injury, but reported earlier on in the night by our own Matt Velasquez, who will join us from Fiserv Forum once he is out of the Bucks locker room. But it appeared that it would have been all systems go if this were a playoff game for Brooke Lopez to be into the starting lineup. When Mike Budenholzer talked earlier on in the game, it sounded like something that Brooke has been dealing with a little bit lingering into last season. Brooke Lopez played almost every single game, if not every single game, in 2018-2019. He had one of his highest season outputs in games played last year, and you can pay for that at Brooke's age of 31 years old. You can start to feel a little bit of wear and tear when you play 82 games, and Brooke played 81 of those. He sat the final day as the Bucks took on the Atlanta Hawks in the final game of the regular season last year. So Brooke put on quite a bit of wear and tear on that body last year, getting himself paid. He does. And Bud said this, according to Matt Velasquez, Brooke's back issue is hopefully a short-term thing. Plan is for him to travel to Detroit on Wednesday, possibly play for the team as they go for their 13th consecutive win. Also said Sterling Brown, who was out due to an AC joint sprain, is progressing faster than expected. Could be back later this week at the earliest. And that was when we also found out that Chris Middleton would return to the starting lineup tonight after that left leg contusion that Chris suffered. Chris had 18 minutes of action, 7 of 10 from the floor. He was 2 of 4 from downtown in his return, grabbed 7 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal in there as well. In 18 minutes of play, Chris had 16 points, 10 of those in the first 5 minutes as the Bucks just sprinted out, as they've done now at home seemingly every single night. They have won 18 of their first 21 games, 9 of their first 10 at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, guys. Want to let you know and tell you right now about the great deals going on at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and PellaWindowsAndDoors.com. Guys, your home can be more energy efficient this winter as it's going to get colder and the wind is going to dip down. Those temperatures are going to be brutal. You want to save as much money as you can all year long. And as little as one day, even in the winter, yes, in the winter, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin installs year-round. Here's how you do it. First, Pella certified seal off a room from the rest of the house. Yes. Next, they will remove each old leaky window one at a time that you got where you want to have that replaced. And before moving on to the next window, they will fill that space with a new energy efficient Pella window in just a matter of minutes. So say you're replacing your son's bedroom window because the thing leaks all the time and you're sick and tired of him having a space heater while he plays video games, locks himself in that dang room and says, "Mom, it's cold. Dad, I can't sit in here. It's cold. I got more blankets on. I'm sorry." That's why you want to call Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin today. Get that thing sealed off. They'll close the room down and then just replace whichever other windows that you need, because if that window is leaking, odds are you bought all of them at the same hot time, maybe when the house was even built. Those could be original windows. Just get them all redone with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Even in the winter, they're going to save you a bunch of money off your heating bill. Not just one or two, but 9 different styles of windows to fit your particular tastes. Luxurious wood to fiberglass to vinyl. You can check all of them out at the brand new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. That is where you can test out every single one of those. You don't even have to have somebody come over and show you clips online. That's not how they do it anymore. They have it live in person at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. Financing options for every budget. At this exact moment, the best lifetime warranty on all wood windows. The innovations at Pella Windows and Doors. You don't have to use window screens in the winter. Enjoy the view year round and get the award winning roll screen that practically disappears out of view on each in every Pella window. Guys, replace now and save with 0% APR financing for 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit them today online, PellaWI.com, or as I said, go out to the Experience Center in Brookfield. Schedule your free, no obligation consultation today online, PellaWI.com. On offer, approved credit, certain restrictions apply. See room for details. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. We broadcast live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios. Check them out, as I said, online, PellaWI.com. We'll hear from the head coach along with Matt Velasquez coming up next. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show right here on the Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the "Are you kidding me?" moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on the Fan.
And we're inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Did that really just happen? The Bucks really just win back-to-back games by 40-plus for the first time in franchise history? Yeah, they did. You heard that right. 132-88, the final, as the Bucks just own the New York Knicks tonight. It was thorough domination. It was Chris Middleton's return to the starting lineup. He was 7 of 10. He scored 10 of the Bucks' first 16 points, including a slam that just got everybody back into the good feel of things and had everybody joking around on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Here he is. This is Sharp.
Beautiful. Takes it away. 10 points in 5 minutes for Middleton on a dunk. The bench is going crazy.
Chris looked at the bench, started laughing at about midcourt. Like, yeah, I'm about to flush one.
And we're glad you did, Chris. We are very glad you did. Bucks being able to show that Chris Middleton is ready to go and back him to himself, hopefully. and back ready to produce at a very high level for the Milwaukee Bucks this season. Before we hear from Mike Budenholzer, not something you hear every single night at Fiserv Forum. Go Pack, Go Chance, start up at Fiserv Forum tonight. Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Kevin King, Adrian Amos, among others that were in attendance, Tremont Williams. They flash up to the top of the box as all those guys were hanging out, enjoying the game. And good for them, they should enjoy the game. After a good win themselves yesterday in New York as they win 31-13, Bucks take care of another New York team, 132-88 tonight. Time to hear from Mike Budenholzer. It's brought to you by Schneider each and every night. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers and great benefits with more home time than anyone else. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call them at 1-800-44-PRIDE. Here's the head coach after the Bucks win their 12th straight game. And they win their second straight by 40-plus, 132-88.
It's a good win. A lot of guys played well. You know, it's good for us to get everybody out on the court. Some other guys not play heavy minutes. You know, all these can kind of add up during the season. So tough back-to-back for them. But proud of the way our guys focused from start to finish.
In the third quarter, you called a timeout. It seemed like you were upset with Giannis and the way the offense was being run or a particular play was being run. Can you just take us through that situation and what was kind of going on?
No. It's just sometimes there's miscommunication. Sometimes people don't do what we need them to do. So it's just part of the game, part of coaching, part of playing.
That is just great stuff by Budenholzer. He just said, sorry, Matt. And Matt Velasquez is going to join us here in a few minutes. I just heard from him, so I'm going to ask him about that belief here. But can you expound upon that? No. Mike Belichick, actually, is who we're hearing from. Mike Budenholzer back at the podium.
Yeah, it's just so great to have him back with the starters. You know, he's just got such a great feel and so unselfish. And, you know, he and Bled and Giannis have played so much together. I think there's just a great chemistry with them. And I think defensively, even though it's only been three or four games, I think Chris's focus and effort there has been good. So, you know, we all know how good he is. So it's great to have him, you know, kind of free of minutes restrictions and back with that starting group.
DJ had a career high tonight, and he always talks about how he's lifting every day, watching film, doing the play groups. What's it like just to see a guy like that get an opportunity, much like Dragan did last game, and to flourish in it?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a credit to DJ to, you know, all those things. A lot of people might not understand, you know, everything you just listed off, but how important they are, and he does them. DJ's like a very disciplined worker. He has routines. He sticks to them, and, you know, I think then you see it pay off when he has a night, when he's 8 for 9, I think, and, you know, what, 19 points, I think, so it's just great for, and you know, you mentioned Dragan, how he played the other night, what he's doing down in the G League and his preparation, his, you know, attention to player development and growth. It's just great for those guys to get opportunities and take advantage of them.
You know, some teams, when they have games like this where they're, you know, winning and they have a long win streak, maybe they can take their foot off the pedal or something like that. Do you think your guys kind of get a positive feedback off of seeing other guys get in the game, and it kind of gives them a new juice and new energy?
Yeah, I mean, I think the chemistry and this, you know, just the genuine kind of care factor on our team is very high. So they all want to see each other succeed. They all want to see each other, you know, make plays both defensively and offensively. And, you know, when you see the whole bench up cheering on, you know, from the start of the game to the end of the game, it makes a difference. And, you know, I think we want to keep, you know, fostering that with everything we do. And I think it helps us get through a night like this and, you know, hopefully a lot more.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Follow him on Twitter at Matt_Velasquez. He writes for the Journal Sentinel and joins us after each game here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Matt, Mike Belichick, we just heard from him at the podium there. I thought it was a very, very fair question and good for Bud to at least give you something. But right away, could you tell us about what went on with you and Giannis there? No. No, I can't. I got to say, I got a very, very good kick out of that. And it was good stuff, though. At least he gave you something to make sure that we can all read at the Journal Sentinel tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a good lesson to myself, a reminder. You can't ask yes or no questions. That was on me. I'll take the L. I'm glad that he expanded on it a little bit. Afterwards, I was like, oh, man, I could have phrased that better. I'm thinking of all these different ways I could have done it. No, but that's definitely on me. I think I didn't bring my A game in the post game, but you know, I tried to make up for it afterwards and with the players and stuff. So, you know, we'll hit them hard next time.
No doubt about it. We know that it's always the top-notch stuff that we get to get from you and the coverage of a 132-88 victory, 12th in a row. And, Matt, this one I found was interesting on the broadcast. They said, first time in franchise history this team has won back-to-back games by 40-plus. I get the competition, but can you even describe what that is to do in the NBA? I mean, you're around it every single day.
Yeah, I mean, it's not super common, that's for sure. And you look at... You know, obviously, there's a vast difference between the Bucks and the Knicks in many ways. You know, and the Knicks were coming in on a back-to-back. They had a bunch of guys out. Their roster doesn't fit together anyway. But it's just, you know, kind of a situation that, you know, the Bucks were, you know, basically teed up to do what they did tonight. And, you know, credit to them, they actually did it. Because not every team, you know, there's a lot of teams that have good situations when it comes to, you know, having a rest advantage or just being the better team that don't go out there and do it. And the Bucks just piled on. You know, no matter who was in the game, no matter what time of the game, no matter what the score was, you know, guys were going hard, playing hard, supporting each other on the bench. Bud was getting upset, calling timeouts and talking to Giannis in the third quarter, and they're up by like 36. Like, this team like has a really good balance of being competitive and you know, focused and tough and really always wanting to be the best version of themselves while also being like loose and chill and fun. I think all of that was on display tonight.
That's a really delicate balance you have to keep, right? And being able to know that you do have to be in a constant pursuit of getting better and a pursuit of excellence. It's easy to use the mantra one game at a time, but when you are in this position and in this league, you really do have to attack it that way, because otherwise you can get tripped up any single night, like you just explained.
Yeah, a bunch of guys were talking about that in the locker room afterwards, including Chris Middleton, DJ Wilson, Giannis, and they're talking about how do you keep an edge, and they're saying this team, like, that's just how they're built. Like, you know, Giannis said, hey, like, when I'm going into the next game against the Pistons, I'm not thinking about the previous 12. I'm thinking about the, you know, what we need to do to win that game and you know, continuing that streak, not about the games that came before. And, you know, he sees himself, and rightfully so, as a leader and somebody who has to project that you know, as the main guy in the team. And I think he takes that responsibility seriously, and which is why, you know, they have this 12-game winning streak. They're going into a game in Detroit on Wednesday, and you can't look at that and be like, well, maybe that's a trap game because they're playing the Clippers on Friday. I don't think this team really does trap games, and maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe they'll stumble in Detroit, but you know, the prior history, you know, just looking at this season and last season, they really just don't do that.
No, they don't, and they don't take anybody lightly, and that's something to be cherished because it's rare across the NBA. Talking with Matt Velasquez, Journal Sentinel, here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. So the winning streak's at 12, and you just wrapped up a month where they won 15 of 16 games. I get asked earlier today by Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host with me on the Wendy's Big Show. You obviously know him last year doing these shows. And he just asked, you know, with the acquisition period opening up, players that got signed to contracts this year, what could the Bucks add? I was kind of at a loss for words. Is there something that you look at a team right now, 18 of their first 21 victories, and think they could possibly get better in any way?
Well, I think any getting better would have to be, like, you know, focused on the playoffs, right? Because usually in the playoffs, the roster, you're not going to go as deep on your bench as you do now. And so the Bucks do have a deep bench, and so would they be willing to sacrifice some of those pieces on their bench to maybe consolidate them into a better player, whether that player is a starter caliber player or a you know, guy who would be in a, you know, 8-9, 10 man rotation. And the important thing for the Bucks is they're operating at a position of strength. Like, they don't have to necessarily do anything. They have these, like, glaring needs that if they don't fill them, they're going to, you know, waste an opportunity. I think mm-hmm. they have, you know, a team that has been very purposely constructed in the way that it is, and they have guys who fit together, and they have waves of those guys. And just the question is, okay, well, what does the market look like? Who is out there? Who's available? Who can get, who can you get for what price? And how does that set you up for now and for the future? And, like, you'd really have to find somebody who, depending on what you're willing to give up, would, you know, noticeably move the needle. Because right now, like, this team has a very good vibe and atmosphere, and everybody fits, and everybody, like, gets along, and all those things are great. So if you're gonna make a move, then it needs to be for somebody who, you know, is a definite fit, in a way that, you know, I think maybe Nikola Mirotic wasn't. I mean, I think he was in a lot of basketball ways for the last year,
yes.
Right? If you could turn Thonmaker, you know, and, you know, Jason Smith and a bunch of second round picks into Nikola Mirotic, you do that probably 10 times out of 10 because of what you could possibly do. And he fit well in the locker room, but, like, when push came to shove, especially in the Eastern Conference Finals, he just didn't produce when they needed him to. And, you know, you need to make that bet that whoever you get will not only fit in the locker room and fit your system and fit your scheme and fit with all the people, but also be able to maybe have the experience of playing well deep into the playoffs or something like that. And there's really no assurances if you make a move. So, like I said, it's good that the Bucks aren't operating in a position of weakness when it comes to the, you know, potentially making a move.
I couldn't agree more. It just there's so many factors that go into it. It has to be the perfect situation to think that you would do anything to this kind of a culture, this kind of a locker room. It's really incredible. Matt, can't wait. We'll talk on Wednesday after hopefully it's a Baker's dozen, 13 in a row.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it, man. That's Matt Velasquez joining us here. The Great Midwest Bank Hotline Pick and Save Probes post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Great Midwest Bank, a proud supporter of us. Our 13th annual fan toy drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. We could not thank them enough. And guys, if you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Bucks win again. They've now won 12 straight. They win back-to-back games by 40 or more points. It's the first time in the franchise's history that they've been able to do that. They won 15 of their 16 games in the month of November. The only other time that they've won 15 in a month, they did it twice, and they won a title in that month that they did it. That was back in 70-71. It was an incredible, incredible run that they were able to do, and now you just look to see if they're able to continue it. It starts up on Wednesday. They go for a Baker's dozen. They go for 13 straight against the Detroit Pistons. Back at home Friday night against those Los Angeles Clippers. Chuck Freeman, thanks for all the work down at Fiserv Forum. Sam Schmitz producing the program. Thanks to Matt Velasquez for joining me as well. It's been the Pick and Save Probes post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. I'm Baby Tausch. We're back out at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, live at 6 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.